Oh, we've been talking about love languages this week. Now, there are five love languages. We didn't get around to physical touch. I was out that day, but I think y'all can figure that one out. Today, as we head into the weekend, quality time. That's another love language. Again, love languages are how we show and receive love, what makes us feel loved, and the ways that we show others that we care about them. There is a difference, by the way, between quantity of time and quality of time. Sometimes even when we see the same people every day, we don't get quality time because our attention is pulled away. Quality time doesn't mean you have to take a long walk and have deep conversation. You don't have to plan that. That's okay. It's just about the most valuable things you can give. That is your attention and your time. So just this past weekend, actually, I had a reminder about this. I'm with my kids all the time, right? Mm-hmm. You know that. But I had so many things to do this last weekend, as so many of us do. And at one point, Bronson, my six-year-old, he was like, "Oh, I miss you. I haven't seen you all weekend." And we had been around each other, but I had been distracted. Quality time is stopping everything else for just a little bit and looking someone in the eyes and paying attention to what they're saying or participating in something with them, with your whole self, you know, not checking your notifications, not looking at your phone. It can be watching a movie. It can be playing a game or just being somewhere together. It's not what you do. It's how you treat it. It's valuable. I hope you make time for that this weekend. That's your assignment. Quality time for yourself. By the way, don't forget that either. Don't distract yourself from you. There are valuable things to learn from quality time with yourself. And I think that we do distract ourselves from our own thoughts oftentimes. And we don't spend quality time with ourselves. It doesn't absolutely have to involve another person. But you know, if there's someone that you love, friendship, family, relationship, those kinds of things, quality time is so important. And for some people, that's what they need. It's not gifts. It's not words of affirmation. It's just that quality time. You've taken that time to give them those valuable things, your attention and your time. So I hope you get to do that this weekend for those around you or for yourself.